Well, I've had the greatest teachers possible, and that's the elders from various Indigenous communities from Victoria and Vancouver, right up to Haida Gwaii and Prince Rupert and Telegraph Creek. I've worked with Tahltan people in the Stikine River and just have learned from them so much about the plants that are important to them, the stories around the plants, how they're used for food, how they remember as children using them even more than people use them today for food and materials and medicine and so forth.
Well, let's take a plant that I think a lot of people know is used for medicine, Devil's Club.
Yes.
Give someone a description of what are the different uses of that traditionally?
Well, Devil's Club, I guess everyone around Petersburg knows Devil's Club well. Very prickly.
Have some in my fingers right now.
Very prickly plant, but it is an exceptionally important medicinal shrub. It's related to ginseng. It's in the same family as ginseng, and many of the medicinal uses parallel the uses of ginseng. It's used very widely for treating many different ailments, probably because it helps your immune system. So people take Devil's Club tea for colds and for stomach problems and use it for bathing, use it for arthritis and rheumatism. Most recently, people have been using it a lot for diabetes, to treat diabetes. And I've talked with many people who believe it's successful for that.
Take another plant like false hellebore, mm-hmm. which I think is poisonous to
a
certain extent.
It's a very poisonous plant, actually. I don't know the Tlingit names for these plants. The Haida name is for Devil's Club is Chitlanjau, and for the hellebore, false hellebore, is Guaikia or Guaika. And this is a plant in the lily family, or closely aligned to the lilies, and it has many alkaloids, very toxic alkaloids that affect your heart and circulatory system. It's usually used, and it's very widely used, as a externally for as a local anesthetic and for arthritis and rheumatism. But some of my Haida friends on Haida Gwaii actually take it as a powder to make them sneeze and clear out your sinuses and in various other ways as well. And do take it internally, but that's not recommended unless you're working closely with a herbalist or someone who really understands that plant, because parts of it are really deadly poisonous. And I've heard stories about people accidentally dying from taking it improperly.
One question's always been on my mind. I've never really had an answer by an ethnobotanist, so I think hopefully you could answer this, is how did people originally figure out, not just these plants, but in general, I mean, you even think about something like coffee, or, you know, how did people figure out that it was useful for a drink or for Devil's Club? How did they figure out that Devil's Club was useful for medicine or something was okay to eat, or, you know, is it just trial and error, experiments over thousands of years? How did that get?
Well, I think you've got the idea.
Accidents?
I really think. I don't think it's so much accidental. I think people arriving into a new area, obviously, they would be very interested in what things they could eat to start with. And our tastes are actually very sensitive. And even just touching something on your tongue, you can usually tell pretty well if it's going to be really, really strong. You would probably not want to eat it as a food, but if it's fairly mild tasting, then you might consider it further and you might try and experiment with it. And I think that's the way we've learned about our food. But at the same time as we're learning about food, we're also learning about plants that are chemically active that might actually affect our heart or our nervous system or our muscles or whatever. And so at the same time as we're finding about food, we're also learning about potentially medicinal plants.
How do the uses of these plants compare between different indigenous peoples, whether it's the Tlingit, Southeast Alaska, or Haida, or Tsimshian peoples? Mm-hmm. Do you see differences in the way the different groups of of people use these different plants, or mm-hmm. is it something that was shared in trading routes and that sort of thing that it's actually very similar from place to place?
That's a really good question. And what I found is there are tremendous similarities up and down the coast, especially in the plants that people use for food. And also for plant materials, wherever you find yew growing, for example, it's almost invariably used for bows or wedges or things like that. But medicinal plants tend to be more guarded and more specific to indigenous groups. There's some that are very widely used, like Devil's Club and the False Hellebore, but many others that are known only within a certain area or maybe even to a family, and they're considered personal property. The knowledge about medicinal plants is often belongs to a family or a lineage, and you can't really share it.